Let's look once again in our Bibles to Acts chapter 7. And I know that last time we just started looking at how Joseph is a type of Christ. But we want to come back to this portion of Scripture in Acts 7. And I'd like you to read from verse 9 down to verse 14 once again. And I've entitled this message simply, Scripture Fulfilled in Christ. Again, Joseph is a type of Christ, but we're going to go more in detail today and see how this Scripture was fulfilled in Christ.
Sabata ya tatimayangana kuti Yosefe ndi chithuzi-thuzi chambuya wathu Yesu Khristu. Leronso tufuna tiwerenge maomwewo makamaka tipitiliza tizama kwambiri kuyangana mmene adakhala chithuzi-thuzi chambuya wathu Yesu Khristu. Makamaka munthu wauthenga watsiku lalero ndi kuti mawu a Mulungu anakwaniritsidwa mwa Khristu Yesu. Verse 9. Ndipo makolo akulu apodukidwa naye Yosefe anamugulitsa amuke naye kwa Igupto ndipo Mulungu anali naye. 10. Namna ndisa iye mzitautso zake zonse, namupatsa chisopo ndi nzeru pamaso pa Farao, mfumu ya ku Igupto. Ndipo anamuyika iye kazembe ya upa Igupto, ndi pa nyumba yake yonse. 11. Koma inadza njala pa Igupto, ndi Kanani lonse, ndi chisautso chachikulu, ndipo sanapeza chakudya makolo athu. 12. Koma pakumva Yakobo kuti muli tiliku mwa Igupto, anatuma makolo athu ulendo woyamba. Ndipo pa ulendo wachiwiri Yosefe atazindikirika ndi abale ache. Ndipo fuko la Yosefe linaonekera kwa Farao. 14. Ndipo Yosefe anatumiza naitana Yakobo atate wache ndi abanja lake lonse ndiwo anthu 72 mphambu asanu. 75. That's all.
I remember as a child being taught some of these Old Testament stories, but I never had anybody show me how they were but types and pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can remember teachers talking to me about how Joseph showed love for his brethren even though they were against him. And the moral was, well, we need to be loving to those that don't like us. When I was a child and being taught about these Old Testament stories, I was taught just simply to look at the life of Joseph and try to get some kind of moral out of it, to see how he withstood opposition, how he withstood temptation, and how ultimately God blessed him because he was faithful. That was the kind of teaching that I received growing up. I don't know whether you can identify with that or not, but that's how I was taught. And while there might be some important lessons we can learn from that, I have to say, though, that that is not the reason why these scriptures were given. And it's certainly not the reason that Stephen was preaching this message. Stephen was led to preach this message in one setting. We're taking several weeks to go through and analyze this message. So we have to always keep in mind the goal of his message. This all began with that accusation of these religious leaders of his day in Acts chapter 6 and verse 14, where they accused him of taking the scriptures and perverting the scriptures by pointing people, sinners, to Christ through those scriptures. That was their accusation. We have the same conflict today because all of these different organizations that call themselves Christians, we're all reading the same Bible, and yet they use these scriptures to defend their works and their tradition. And if you come in and preach these very same scriptures and tell them, no, it's not about your works or your traditions, it's about Christ and Him crucified, you're going to have the same fight on your hands. So Stephen, in preaching and starting back at the beginning with Abraham and preaching about Jacob and Isaac and Joseph and later Moses, all of this he's showing that it was God working out through the history of Israel a message or a way to the Lord Jesus Christ, this very one that they were denying. Stephen was not just giving an Old Testament history lesson, and we should. When we preach, we're not to stand up and just give a history lesson. What he's showing is that everything that happened to Abraham, with God calling him out, everything that happened with Isaac and Jacob and Joseph was prophetic. It was foretelling how when the Lord Jesus Christ would come in the world, how they treated Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph in enmity would be the same thing that the Lord Jesus Christ himself would endure at the hands of those of his generation. It was when the Lord was pleased to open my heart and eyes, because I was very knowledgeable, I'd studied the scriptures for years, but it was not with eyes to see Christ. It was when it pleased God to reveal Christ in me that suddenly, now I began to go back and read and learn and study, and I still do, to see how all of these scriptures pertain to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Komando ndikatambulidzwa Bible muzeruza anthu pada kombera munhu uravhundutse mwana wake kuti tsopano ayambe kumuonetsa Yesu monga mmene ali ndi mmene chipulumutso chake chidakhalira bazirangotero ndidabwereranso kwakhala pansi panga zambuye wa Yesu Kristu kuti ndiphunzirenso mwatsopano posalengera kuti ndidalidziwa kale Bible ayinamba kulikhuzika mwatsopano.
One of the key scriptures that the Lord used in my own heart to show me this is in John chapter 5 and verse 39.
Jeno mutu ngati fungulo la mau limene Mungu adagwiritsa ntchito kuduza ine kuti lindithandizirene kuyamba kuona Yesu malemba ikuchokera mu Yohane mutu 5 ndi mayake ya 39 imene manena kuti musanthula malembo popeza muyesa kuti momwemo muli na umoyo wosatha.
Now you notice the very first thing that our Lord said to these Pharisees, because they were the leaders of the day, they had the scriptures. He didn't tell them, quit reading the scriptures. He says there, search the scriptures. That's a command. Continue to search the scriptures.
Ndipo adawala kulira kuti aine kumawerenga mawu kufufuza mawu Mulungu ndipo ayuda na pamene amadziwa kufufuza kwambiri kuwerenga kwambiri mawu a Mulungu ngati Bible kugulo patulika ili.
Now when he uses that word scriptures, he's talking about the Old Testament, because that's all that was written. The word scriptures mean the writings, the inspired writings. Search the inspired writings. When we talk to sinners today, we don't want to point them to our commentaries about the scripture. We want to point them to the scriptures. The best gift that we can ever give to somebody who is seeking and wanting to know of God and how it is he saves sinners is to give them a copy of the scriptures, and a good copy, not just any version or translation, but a good one, like the one we've already talked about. You have one there in your dialect that was written to begin with that is clearer and closer to the original than the modern translations that they put out. So that's the one we want to go to. We want to go back to that.
Ndimbwaya wa Mulungu ndamtengwa manje. Njeno pamene Stefano amalalikira uchengo pamene osama dziwonetsa yekha pamau ayi koma amaonetsa Yesu Kristu. Chime chifuna ndauza kuti inuyo ngakhale muri ku Malawi mukamalalikira uchenga wabwino uwu munafunika musama waonetse anthu inuyo ayi aonetseni Yesu Kristu ifo malemba onse amene ali mbuku lopatulika sakamaza inuyo ayi amakambaza Yesu.
Now he says, in them you think you have eternal life. See, this is what most people think. If I could just get a copy of the Bible, then I could be saved. There are some people that reverence the Bible. They think if they can memorize it, if they've got a copy next to their bed, if they keep one with them when they go places, if they're constantly meditating on the Word, that somehow God's going to bless them for it. That's man's thinking. You know people like this, and I know people like this, that carry their Bible with them almost like a fetish, because they feel like if they've got the Bible, then the devil can't get near them. So they're always wanting to make sure they have their Bible with them. The Pharisees would even take portions of Scripture and they would put them in little bundles inside of these bracelets or necklaces, and they would bind them around their head or around their chest, because They thought that by having a portion of Scripture near their head or near their heart, that somehow that would keep them pure. When I first went to the Ivory Coast back in 1980 and settled in this little forest town, and we got a house in a neighborhood there in this little town, across the street from us was this little chapel, and every morning at 5 o'clock, their religious leader would ding a bell. That's how I knew it was 5 o'clock. You would hear a ding, and then a small pause, and ding. And he would do that for about 10 times. And then people gathered. When they heard the dinging, they were all dressed in white. He was dressed in white. They called him the Pawaba. And he had a book that was wrapped in white linen, which was actually a copy of the Scriptures. And once everybody lined up behind him, he would literally, holding that Bible wrapped in white linen, they would sing and walk into the chapel together. And by doing that, they felt that they were chasing away the evil spirits. And so once they got inside, then they would have a pure time. They would be pure, the chapel would be purified, and now God could bless them. That was their thinking. And people will hear that and they'll think, well, that's crazy what they do. But that's how they view it today, even in so-called Christian circles. They feel like just by reading the Bible that somehow they're protecting themselves from evil, and somehow God's going to bless them. Everything's about them. They make an idol out of the Bible. But you see here in verse 39 of John 5, what our Lord said. He said, and they are they which testify of me. So that's why we want to carefully study Stephen's message. Because even though we don't see the name of Christ mentioned as he goes through the Scriptures, yet his conclusion is going to be that how they treated our Lord when he came into this world was exactly the same spirit of Antichrist that was in all these in the Old Testament, right down to Joseph's brethren who despised him. Why? Because he was the favorite son of his father. His father gave him that coat of many colors, and they were jealous. And what Stephen is showing is, you're of the same spirit as these that opposed Joseph, because you have opposed the Lord Jesus Christ. Now,
mene ada muchitira Stefano ndi mene monso mene ada muchitira Yesu Kristu kuti ndikutenga mene Stefano amakulandikira amaone tsamo Yesu Kristu ndipo chituzi tuzi chimene chocho chinali chofanana ndi mene Stefano amaibwezeza mchipangano chakale kwa Yosefe ndazi bale wake musaiwale Yosefe ndazi bale wake samagwirizana chipo Yosefe adali mwana wokondedwa wa makolo wake amagula zisombala zabwino zimene zinazongitsana ndi bale wake adane naye mpaka nakumpangira chinthu chochosi chimene adayendekera kupanga ichi chinthu chituzi tuzi cha mbuye wa Yesu Kristu.
That's why I want to come back here to Acts chapter 7 and verse 9 and just take a look at that very first statement of Stephen's and show how what happened to Joseph and how his brothers envied him is exactly that same spirit that was in the world against the Lord Jesus Christ. There was an envy. The people who opposed him, they envied the attention. They envied the approval that this man received of God the Father. Why? Because they wanted the attention, you see.
Jifanga tinomwela kubukula machitido yomuntu 7 ndimeka 9 yo kuti tiwerenge ndimaka 9 imeneyo tikumva kuti makolo akulu ati kuti idwa naye Yosefe adagulisa mukena yeku yikuru ndipo Mulungu adali naye kuti tione tsetse pamene Stefano amango yamankhani imene kuifotokozera amafotokozera zimene zidachitika ndi Yosefe ndazibale wake mzimu wake omwe omwewo ndumeneso udatsutsana udali mdziko lapansi umene udatsutsana na Yesu Kristu mpaka nakukamupha ambuye wa Yesu Kristu chimene chocho chimene Stefano amashangana mkuchangana kuti abale ake a Yosefe adadukidwa naye adali naye sanja adakumudwa naye mmene monso ndimene anthu adadukidwa naye Yesu Kristu nakhala naye sanja mpaka nakufika nakakumupha.
To envy somebody means to be jealous of them. And you see, this is why men become angry when you stand up and preach that their works, their traditions, or their efforts are nothing. In fact, they bring nothing but condemnation before a holy God, and that the only work that God ever accepts is that which His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, came and accomplished and puts to the account of those that God the Father has chosen to save. People hate that. Why? Because they don't get any glory in their salvation. All the glory belongs to Christ. So you can see the same envy that was against Joseph is in the heart of people today and why they oppose you and oppose the gospel that gives Christ all the glory.
Kurana kuti chida chimene amadukidwa chimene chimapangitsa kunyasidwa chifona kuti awaza amafuna apange papangidwe chinthu chimene chipereke ulemu kwa iwo ndeno pamene niwo mulalikira uthenga wabwino kuchipembedzo kwa anthu azipembedzo ndikuwawuza zona kuti zimene mumalankhula zimene munazigwira simawa Mulungu sizoona zenizeni nthawi yomweyo zimawawawa zimawanyasa chimene chimawanyasa chifona kuti ulemu ndi matamando sizipita kwa iwo ya zimapita kwa Yesu Kristu. Chimene tinanikira kudziwa chiona kuti Mulungu amasangalala ndi Yesu Kristu yekhaya. Ndipo ndi Yesu Kristu yekha amene adakwanitsa, adamalizitsa pulani ya chipulumutso. Ndipo ulemu ndi matamando zimapita kwa Yesu Kristu yekhaya amene adakwanitsa. Koma pamene zipembedzo zikamachita zinthu zawo zimafuna zisemere zokha ulemu. Ndipo inuwa mukalalikira uthenga kwa mtundunga umene wakuwatsutsa pamenewo nthawi yomweyo amanyasidwa. Umene wawo ndimene mzimu kali mwa Stefano. Kuti mutaya Stefano ulandu adanyasidwa kwa Yosefeso zidali chocho nakale wake adanyasidwa mpaka nafika kumupha chifukwa chonyasidwa ndi chinthu kati chimene chocho.
So in the time that remains, I want to look at six ways in which Joseph was hated by his brethren and why and how that's compared to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngeno ndifuna ndiyangane zinthu zisanu ndi chimodzi zinthu six. Jira, six is many Achibaraga Yosef, many other than Nana Nai, Yosef, because the Pusan is many of those which is the funniest lesson with Toyapia or Tess of Christ, many of Christ, other than Nana Nai.
So it's going to take us some time to go through this one portion of Stephen's message, but I believe it's important for us to slow down and to see exactly what he was saying.
Panenga nthawi kuti tizimalizitse zinthu zimene zizi muthenga wa Stefano chifukwa zofunikira kwambiri tizaziphunzira.
So the first reason for their envy was because of the love that Joseph's father had for Joseph over and above his other brethren. Look in Genesis chapter 37 and verse 3. And then read verse 4 as well.
Dimana 3 and 4. Akuti, koma Israel adamponda Yosefe kuposa anaje wose, pakuti adali mwana wokalamba wache, ndipo anamsokera iye malaya amwinjiro. 4. Ndipo akale ache anaona kuti atate wache anamponda iye kuposa akale ache wose. Ndipo anamuda iye, ndipo sana tekulankula ndi iye mwamtendere.
Isn't this right here one of the fundamental reasons why people reject the message that we have to preach, and that is that God does not love everybody the same, that He has His beloved ones that He has chosen, and that's His prerogative to love whom He will. Isn't that what gets people upset?
Mm-hmm. Mene mungu sisi mene sura angu aku zipembeza zikula pasi mene ama kandana na tefe dikamana likita uchega dikamana na kudu mungu sana kuyele winari yese dipo sana kudu winari yese ama kudu angu wake woka kwa ni zimene zizi akamana zimba zipembeza sisi mene sima wanyasa wadi.
But even more so, how this pertains to the Lord Jesus Christ, because Israel, that's Jacob. You remember the Lord changed his name to Israel, which means Prince with God. So Jacob loved Joseph more than all his children. God the Father loves his son more than anyone else. He is God's beloved son. You see, that's why people today in works religion, they strive, they work, because they want to somehow earn the love of the Father, just like He loves His Son. They want, by their efforts, that God would love them. That's why they strive. That's why they work. That's why they raise their voices. That's why they're zealous in preaching and praying and doing all these things. They're trying to earn God's love. Well, you can't earn it. His love is in His Son. You're either in His Son or you're not, you see.
Magula zipembezo madzikondo lapansi auyesetsa kulipikira ufulo kweza mau dai munthu wamkonda mnali yesetse titani kumapa amapanga chide chilichonse akamapanga chimenecho amaganiza ngati kuti zikatero zimupanga mulungu kukomedwa nawo kutsika nawo kuti aone kuti ndizoonadi kuti munthu wamkonda mnali yese koma ndi uchipembene kera kudziwa njona kuti angakhale anthu guru atafuula kumana kuti ayi munthu wamkonda mnali yese chipembedzo chikuti munthu atikonde munthu sadzilikonde chipo munthu amakonda mwana wake yekha basi.
But the second point we see here as to why they envied him, and you have to say it's because they did not believe him. They hated him. They would not trust his word. You see, Joseph, verse 5, dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. See, there are many today that say they believe in Jesus. And yet, when you tell them the revelation of God concerning His Son, taken here from God's Word, they hate that Jesus. Because the Jesus of Scripture is one who reigns over all. All of glory and honor are due unto him. He does not share his glory with any. See, if you go out and preach, like you hear these preachers saying today, that God loves everybody the same, and he has a son, and as long as we come to God and are faithful, he's going to receive us because of his son, but it's really up to you. There's not going to be a fight. People like having the choice. They like to be the ones that do the work in order to gain God's favor. So there's never an issue there. That kind of Jesus, people don't have a problem with. Where you start a fight is when you begin to declare what God says about his son and what Christ himself said about himself, where he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. It doesn't mean just through him, but by his authority. In other words, none can or will come but what he draws them. Now all of a sudden you have a fight. Where you have a fight is when you begin to preach what the Bible says, as Paul did in Romans 9:16, where he said, so then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. This is the God of Scripture. He shows mercy to whom he will. It's not to everybody. It's to those that he has purposed to honor through his son. That's it. So they, Joseph's brethren, envied him, first of all, because of the father's love for him, particular love, but secondly, because of this dream, which is a revelation. And as you read it there in Genesis chapter 37, and going on down through verse 6, you'll see that Joseph there tells them the dream. And in verse 7, he said, behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about. And here's the part they did not like. And made obeisance to my sheaf. Now this was the point that Stephen was making in his message there in Acts 7 when he said that they delivered him up because they hated him, and yet God was with him. And in Stephen's message in verse 13 of Acts 7, that when Joseph was made known to them, then they recognized that indeed that dream had been fulfilled. Joseph was sent before them to save them alive. And that's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this leads us to the third way in which his brethren showed their envy. They envied him because of the love of the Father for him. They envied him because they did not believe him. And as we see in Genesis 37 and verse 8, they envied him because they would not that he should reign over them. You see that? His brethren said to him, "Shalt thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us?" And look at, they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words.
Now
the fourth way, as you continue to read through Genesis 37, we're going to skip over a few verses here, but the fourth way that they envied him is that they began to conspire against him. In Genesis chapter 37
and verse 23.
And then verse 24, they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, and there was no water in it. They purposed to put him to death. And it's only when they lifted their eyes and saw this company of Ishmaelites coming, that they began to reason, "Let's don't kill him, let's sell him." But the truth is, they hated him to the point where they would rather see him dead than alive. Are you seeing some of the comparisons with our Lord when he came unto his own and his own received him not? And in the end they cried, "Crucify him, crucify him." And you can see, number five, how they envied him in that they stripped Joseph of his coat of many colors. That which the Father had given to Joseph as an honor, to glorify him, they stripped him of that coat. And then finally, number six, there in verse 28, they sold him for pieces of silver. You see that in verse 28? Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lift up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. That was the price of a slave. And they brought Joseph into Egypt.
Ndipo anamtulutsa namkweza Yosefe mzenjemo, namgulitsa kwa Ismaili ndi ndalama za siliva, makumi awiri, ndipo anamka naye Yosefe kwa Igupto. Ndalama za siliva zimene akuzira mkulazo, kudali mtengo wokwana kugulira kapolo. Atangomugula choncho, polo adapita ku Igupto tsopano, wakhala kapolo.
So what I've just read for you here from the scriptures is all summed up by Stephen in one verse in Acts 7 and verse 9, where he said the patriarchs moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt. So that's what we're looking at, how this is a type of Christ. Next time when we come back, we're going to see about how God was with him. Regardless of what men thought of him or did to him, God was with him. That's what Emmanuel means concerning Christ, God with us. Now, just to sum this up, just as Joseph was loved by his father, so the Lord Jesus Christ was the beloved son of his father. We see this in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17. As our Lord was coming up out of the waters of baptism, it says there, and lo, verse 17, Matthew 3, a voice from heaven saying, what? This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Secondly, we saw how Joseph's brothers did not believe him and hated him. The Jews did not believe Christ either, and they hated him. When you look in John chapter 7 and verse 5, you can read that. John 7 and verse 5. John 7 and verse 5.
John 7 and 5?
Yes.
Demandia 5. Imenabul. Pakuri anga kare abale aje sanamkhulubira iye.
These were ones who were raised with our Lord Jesus and yet did not believe in him. Why? Well, it takes the Spirit of God to reveal Christ in them. When did Joseph's brothers finally believe in him. Well, when their eyes were opened there in Egypt, many years later, and they saw that all, and just like we saw last time, all that they meant for evil, God purposed for good. If today we believe on Christ as he's revealed in the scripture, it's not because we're more intelligent than anybody else. No, it pleased God to open our eyes and cause us to believe on him and come to him and rest in him. We're back?
Yes, we are back.
Great. I don't know if you heard the last statement, but it was just simply to say that we're no different than Joseph's brothers, that we're born with that same envy and hatred. And if today we believe on him as he's revealed in Scripture, it's because God, in mercy and grace, opened our eyes and caused us to see that all that happened to him was for our sake. In other words, God laid on him the iniquity of us all. The same hatred that Joseph's brothers showed toward him, our Lord mentions here in John chapter 15 and verse 24. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen, it says, and hated both me and my Father.
Yes, got it one by second.
Yes, I was just referring to John chapter 15 and verse 24, where the Lord said, and this is where we see the same hatred toward him and his Father, because of who he was. He said, if I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. There wouldn't have been any conflict had not the Father given Joseph that coat and had not Joseph given that dream, that revelation of how they would do obeisance to him. They had not sinned. But because it is so, now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. That's our nature.
Anaona, nada ine, nada lewangaso.
Thirdly, we saw how Joseph's brothers rejected his right to rule over them. And here in Luke chapter 19 and verse 14, we see the same thing. These religious leaders in Christ's day, they said exactly that. We will not have this man to rule over us. Luke 19 and verse 14. You see how the scriptures were written to give an example or foretell or prophesy a type of our Lord Jesus Christ? It's all about Him. That's why in Stephen's conclusion, in his message, he compared them. They thought themselves to be just and upright before God, but he compared them to these patriarchs that hated Joseph. He said, you're of the same spirit. And they didn't like that. We saw, fourthly, that just as Joseph's brothers conspired against him, that's the exact same thing we find concerning our Lord. For example, in Matthew 27 and verse 1, it says, when the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. So this is just mirroring what Joseph's brothers did to him. We saw, fifthly, how they stripped Joseph of his garments. Well, in Matthew, the same chapter we're reading here, verse 28, Matthew 27, 28, what does it say? They stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. It's like Joseph's brethren. They did not like that coat of many colors, which represented God's favor of him. So they stripped him of it. The same today. People will strip Christ of his glory and rather put on him one of their own making. You see, that's works religion, but it's unacceptable before God. And then we saw in sixth place how Joseph was sold for silver in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 15. It says that Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priests and said to them, Verse 15, what will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Back in Joseph's day, 20 pieces of silver was the price of a slave. Here in the New Testament times, 30 pieces of silver was the price of a slave. It was inflated. There was inflation, but it was the same. There you go. The same thing. So you can see how all of Scripture is given to teach us of Christ. As Christ said, they are they which testify of me. And how much greater glory is it for us to be able to go back and read now even the story of Joseph and some of these others, of the message that Stephen preached, and see how all of it the Lord purposed to the glory of his Son. Now here's where we can tell the difference between the Jesus that men preach and the Christ of Scripture. If people have a great following and they're preaching their Jesus, then we can know right from there that it's not the Christ of Scripture. Because when the Lord is pleased to reveal Christ in our hearts and we go out and testify of him as he is in Scripture, we're going to have the same opposition. We're going to have the same persecution, that same spirit of Antichrist that is in the world back in Christ's day and in Joseph's day is in the world today. We can expect it. But here's the important point for all of us to remember, and that is we are born in this world with the same nature, that hatred and rebellion towards such a God who would favor only one son, that is his only beloved, and not consider any works of our own. You see, we were of that same number until it pleased God to reveal Christ in us and bring us to bow. Then, and only then, are we made to see how God purposed it all for his glory. Well, we'll stop there for this time, and as I said, Lord willing, pick up again with Stephen's message, where in spite of what they purposed against Joseph, yet God was with him. Even as we saw last time, what you meant for evil, God purposed for good. And that is the case with Christ. What men did to him was not more or less than what God purposed, and it was for the glory and salvation of his people.
koma mulungu anandipangira chabwino kuti kuchitike monga lero kundipulumutsa akupulumutsa amoyo anthu ambiri njeno tikakhati kuyangana pemene mulungu adakhalira naye Yosefe mu nthawi imene mazibale ake adamgulitsa ndikumuzoza mwa mtundu uliwonse ngati tuzi tuzi yambuye Yesu Khristu.